In celebration of the 20th anniversary of the Morro Bay National Estuary Program, we decided to visit with some of the people whose lives are intertwined with the bay and the estuary. Come along and join Kyla Detman, Terry Hooker, and their son Genoa, who experienced the beauty of the bay while living on board their boat.
Hermit Crab is making sound on table.
Is that his shell dragging on the table?
Yeah.
Oh, is it alive?
Yeah.
He's hiding in his shell?
Yeah.
That's really cool. Where'd you guys find it? Look, he's coming out.
Yeah.
He's touching your finger.
Yeah.
Where'd you find him?
From in rocks.
In the rocks?
Yeah, because he came out of his cells and he looked at us.
You really wanted to see a crab. How cool that he came out to see you.
Yeah.
Oh, there he goes, back in. Good job being so gentle.
You know, Janelle, when I clean the bottom of the boat, I see all kinds of things down the water.
Oh.
Yeah. Barnacles and little crabby things, and some of them are really pretty. Nudibranchs are orange and blue.
There's a lot of life in the bay.
Been waiting for a seal to come up and bump me in the back while I'm cleaning the bottom of the boat.
I think one of Genoa's first experiences with wildlife was when he was really little. I think we were still living on the boat, and there was an otter came right up within a few feet. And of course, I got my camera out taking pictures of it, but he was amazed. He was watching that otter for a while.
Do you remember living on the boat, Genoa?
Yeah.
When you were a baby?
Good job, buddy. His first visit to the beach was on the sand spit. For me personally, ties into my work that I want other families to be able to do that, to have a day where they take their boat or their dinghy across. You know, they don't necessarily even need to own a boat, but get aboard one of the little boats here in the bay. And
whatever it costs to get over there. And it's a world apart, even though it's only 100 yards from the Embarcadero. It's a totally different world out there.
Yeah, we enjoy putting our toes in the water and hanging out on the warm sand and watching all the world go by on the other side of the water. Oh, do you remember that one? He dropped a tennis ball. We were living in town, actually, by then. He dropped that tennis ball down the rain gutter. And then we found that tennis ball at the sand spit later, and we got to tell him as a two-year-old the importance that when a storm drain connects to the ocean. And he he still remembers that, and he'll talk about it. And those are little life lessons that I think we've been able to share with him already.
We came to the Central Coast because of the... I did for the ocean. Love the ocean. So at that time in my life, I was kayaking, surfing, and also I'm a farmer. So Cal Poly drew me down here for its agriculture program. I didn't know much about Morro Bay when I first arrived, and it just kind of grows on you. And then you get to see all the diversity, the wildlife and the birds. The ocean's just incredible. It's depending on what someone's interests are, there's so much to do. If you're a really avid adventurer, you got kayaking and sailing and hiking through the dunes and some really unique environments. If you really are interested in plants or fish or whatever, you want to really get down to the details. There's a lot of stuff hidden in the estuary. If you stick around for the sunrise or the tide dropping, you really get to see that change happen. We decided to buy a boat to live on board. Intentional choice to see what life on the boat was like, and being near the estuary and in Morro Bay was fantastic. Living on board every day is a challenge that brings a lot of rewards. One of the best parts of it is waking up in the morning, going outside and seeing what's happening, seeing what species of bird is flying by or what the tides are doing, or the boat's always moving. You get to really feel the wind and the sun, and environmentally it's really an immersion being on a boat. A lot of opportunity for personal growth and experience. Having a family on board was an added adventure, really. We had a cat and a dog on board. So Morro Bay is a diamond in the rough. When you first see it, you might pass through and not really notice some of the finer qualities. So a lot of it has to do with developing a personal relationship with all the different little spots. So whether it's the sand spit, just spending the afternoon out there. I used to have a little wooden sailboat, and I got there by myself, zip along the shoreline, and you can imagine yourself like in a desert oasis or something. And then you go right outside the harbor mouth, and then you have surfable waves. So there's that dynamic, the real live action on the ocean side. And then back in the estuary, it's really peaceful and calm and a lot of little places to explore. That's what I like. It's a natural harbor here. I mean, the breakwater and the dredging and all that makes it navigable and really usable for a lot more boats. The estuary is a sensitive habitat. There's a lot of work being done to maintain it. We get to benefit from that From my perspective, the estuary has a national or even global significance. You might not be there every day, you might not really even think about it for a week or two, but you know that it's a special place. You know that it's a huge, important flyway for birds, fish habitat, and it plays an absolutely critical role in the whole continental region here. Just remembering how important it is and maintaining that for next generation, for my son and next child, is, you know, super important that we protect those resources.
In our time living aboard the boat here, really got to see how other people interact with the bay. It makes it that much more compelling for me to see how people really are invigorated, really how much the bay means to our community. And I mean, one of the unique things about living aboard was that I got to see all the different seasons pass. My husband and I really felt Mother Nature. You know, we really experienced all of the different species that would come to the bay as they're migrating through. And you know, when we put on our all-weather suits to ride in the dinghy back to the car to go to work every day in town, I was bolstered by what I was experiencing every day here on the bay. I remember one particular sunset where I was about 5 months pregnant. You know, of course, there's all these unknowns with starting a family, and just the moment that particular sunset, the colors were amazing, pelicans were flying overhead, the water was extremely calm, we could see the reflections of the sunset and all the boats in the harbor, and I remember just thinking, ah, this is peace. This is what it means to be at peace and be content and really feel like your whole life's ahead of you. And at the same time, feel like we're not, it's not just about people. The Mother Nature is out there before us, and really getting to understand what was happening and really feel the weather and understand the weather patterns and realize the ocean does a good job of making you feel small. It just gave me an amazing feeling of what we are as people and how important Mother Nature is to us.
Kyla stayed on the boat by herself for 2 weeks. How was that for you?
That was an adventure, I have to say, especially because it was wintertime, so the weather was not completely predictable. But
you had to bring the boat to the dock all by yourself?
Yeah, and she's 43 feet long, and she's not really a boat that you normally would single hand, although she's pretty well set up. Yeah, I brought her to the dock by myself. I mean, even just both of us living aboard, there was that sense of independence. Being able to do that was fun, and the fact that I survived that while pregnant and going to work every day. it was an adventure for me, and I was proud of myself for doing it. That's what the ocean and the boat really does for us. It's fun to be a part of a team and really, really work together to make the lifestyle adventurous and fun. And really enjoyed them living aboard, too, is getting to know people on the waterfront. Everyone from the fishermen to the tourists and visitors.
I hope it just stays intact here in the future.
And healthy.
Healthy. So for Genoa or other families, they can still experience it and derive that same value. Timeless.
The bay, in terms of importance to everyone, Dad, to our community.
Dad, I want the dog to find another crab.
Okay, off on another adventure.
In terms of the future of the bay and what it means to the community, Terry and I have done a lot of sailing up and down the coast. And Morro Bay is one of the, I don't know the stats off the top of my head or anything, but one of the larger and more protected estuaries along our coast. And it's a very important place for wildlife and people. I think it's very important to protect it. It's an intact estuary that really is in very good shape, but still needs protection and needs help. So being able to protect it and keep something that is so, like my husband said, it's timeless. I mean, you could go on a kayak out in the estuary and you could be at any point in time in the history of our world. I am optimistic about the future because so many people cherish it and treasure it, from the fishermen to the visitors to the residents here and to the people that are passionate about protecting it. So I think we can do a lot to take care of it for the future, and it really is important for all future generations.
Hermit Fabin making sound on table.